Yeah, it's Stu again.
Yeah, we cut out there at the end. We timed out. And I am aware that you can't see that your whole manifest when you go out. But we can't take, I can't find anything for those rides to go on. Those rides are just going to have to be late. Your supervisor has requested that you just finish the route as is. As of right now, you're not quite at the 6-hour mark, so if you can just get those rides done on time, you can be back at the yard before that 6-hour mark. But as of right now, if you keep going the way you're going, we're going to have to add that break, and we're going to have to do that by law if it gets to that point.
Ask my supervisor this. I have to be asked to do it, first of all, and second of all, this is going to be 3 hours or 2.5 hours over my end of my route. Does she know that? And who's the supervisor that's saying it's okay to do every single Sunday? I got a problem with that.
The supervisor was Jim from Region 3. He's your current road supervisor. I called him because I can see that your route is having some issues. It looks like it has been all day. And he said that you just need to finish those rides, which were not added by us recently. This has been there all day, and I'm aware that you haven't seen it, and I know you don't want to do that. But we have no choice right now, and I'm sorry that you're going to have to work that extra time. But if you can just get them done, you won't have to take those extra two breaks at the end of your route.
Let's be honest. Let's be real. It says I won't be back till 22:30. Then I got to add 10 minutes if I'm exactly perfect. So I'm over 6 hours. Jim is not my supervisor. I am not Region 3. I am Region 2.